Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me here today on the Rachel Varga Podcast. If you're new here, I'm thrilled to have you joining me here today because we discuss all things body, mind, spirit, energy practices to bring forth a higher level of radiance and beauty. You can learn about ways that I can help support you in the description of this episode, and head on over to rachelvarga.ca where you can book one-on-one sessions with me to optimize your at-home and in-clinic skin rejuvenation journey with ongoing support. I love supporting my clients. I'm in my inbox every single day, checking in on you guys, answering questions. Go ahead and use promo code PODCAST15 for 15% off of your one-on-one with me. Also, announcement, Spring Skin Camp begins very, very soon. So registration is officially open with early bird savings at springskincamp.com. And just a reminder that VIPs save 15% on all skincare, dermal rolling products, hair care, supplements, and all of that really amazing stuff that's vetted by me. I'm really excited to be having you all join me here today. We have a very special guest. We have Shalyn Vitez joining us here to discuss tips for maintaining a healthy body weight and our top biohacking tips. Maintaining a healthy body weight and a healthy image, having that concept of looking at yourself in a healthy way. And to be completely honest, it was actually, I put on a little bit, you know, that quarantine 5 to 10. And the funny thing is, when I just started to dial back into my biohacking, get into my routines again, it was actually really easy for things to kind of just like shed a little bit. And sometimes it's a good time to do a cleanse. So if you have any questions about some of my favorite cleanse products, send me, or any product or whatever we talk about in today's episode, send me a direct email at info@rachelvarga.ca. So today's going to be a really fun call because we're chatting with Shalyn, and she's a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, an ADAP certified health coach, and mind body spirit release practitioner. Shalyn has her personal story and health journey with chronic illness, where she gained 20 kilograms in 6 weeks despite not smoking or any other changes in diet and exercise. She was devastated when she went to 10 plus doctors to find the underlying reasons, but since doctors dismissed her symptoms and told her that her blood work all looked normal. How many times have I heard someone tell me that everything kind of comes back normal, but you can still be within those normal ranges, but not necessarily be in an ideal range for you. She had become her own best advocate to find the root cause. And today, Shalyn is helping women to overcome weight loss resistance. We're going to explain what weight loss resistance is in today's episode. It's a really interesting concept. And mystery symptoms caused by different pathogens and toxicities, think mold and your toxic skincare products and your toxic perfume and toxic body care products. That's why I share a lot of my favorite products on my e-store at rachelvarga.ca. Shalyn's program, Breakthrough Weight Loss Formula, focuses on mind-body-spirit healing to help women who are struggling with weight loss resistance to overcome chronic illness and the stubborn pounds that comes with it. So when there's a block in one area of our life, sometimes there can be room for improvement in other aspects as well. So it's great to have Shalyn joining us here today. Welcome, Shalyn. How are you today?
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super grateful to be here today. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I had just actually right before this, I did a consult follow-up with Mandy, and I actually met with her two daughters to make sure that they were setting the foundations for using healthy skincare products, non-toxic products, because they're starting to experience things like acne, and they're going to these big box stores like all their other girlfriends, and they're just wasting so much money and exposing themselves to toxic things. So I was able to help them out, which was good.
Super important and super good to hear. And it's also one big topic that we can later touch on, which is super important, right? Skincare, because our skin is the biggest organ to absorb things. So I'm in good hands with you, and I'm happy to hear your clients are also in super good hands with you.
Absolutely. And that's actually how we met, which is kind of cool. So I actually have featured a number of my clients here on the show. In fact, like one of the hair oils that I sell, I love. Like, check out this heatless hair curl style that I can rock. I actually do a tutorial showing how I do my overnight heatless hairstyling with this amazing hair product that one of my clients makes. So it's really cool, the stuff that I get to learn from my clients, such as weight loss resistance. What is weight loss resistance? I'm super curious about this like word. I've never heard of this before.
Yes, and it's great what you already touched on in the intro. So you were putting on a little bit of pounds and then you were able to shed it off. But with weight loss resistance, that's actually a condition where a person is doing all the right things. They're eating right, moving the body, yet the body is holding onto more weight as it should be or as has been in the past. So the number on the scales kind of just doesn't budge with the lifestyle they are living. And it either can come with an onset of an event that triggered it, and the weight gain can be very rapid, as in my case, but it also can slowly accumulate over the months and years, and it is just resistant to any diet or exercise strategies that make the weight loss typically more calculable.
That's really cool. I've never ever heard of this topic. So if we're thinking about, okay, what's happened in the last 2 years for me, because I put on a couple of pounds, and my hubby very nicely was like, let's make sure we're going to the gym a little bit more. You know, I was eating foods I wasn't really eating. So it's like getting back into the habits of what works for me. And the number one thing that I was dealing with was stress, like stress in the world and all this stuff. And that's actually why I deleted my Instagram, because it was just such a trigger stress point for me. It was pulling me away from my purpose. It was pulling me away from creating content, providing client care. And actually one of my clients just the other day, Wendy, she actually deleted her Instagram too. She's like, you did it, I get to do it too. So I feel so much better after deleting it, by the way.
Stress can really be a single factor. Just stress alone can raise our cortisol. And you know, when we have chronically raised cortisol, that raises inflammation. And that in itself, if a person is constantly in the fight or flight mode, that itself can cause weight loss resistance as well. So you're completely correct. But in your case, like, you know your biohacks, you know what to do, and you would not be a case for weight loss resistance, because with the right strategies, you are able to get your body back in the shape where you want to.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the concept of like weight loss blocks as well. There are many different body, mind, spirit, energy blocks that actually we should be moving and integrating. It's not like just work learning about something and then letting it go and releasing it. It's actually integrating. Yeah. This is actually a very deep psychological topic called shadow work. So I'm curious if there's actually even a like little bit of overlap with shadow work and weight loss resistance, of things that we kind of need to actually integrate and learn about ourselves and learn what maybe some of our triggers are. So I'm really interested about your story. You just like randomly started putting on all this weight. Your doctor said that your labs were just fine. What happened?
So it started all several years ago. I was living in Miami. You know, in Miami, the weather is very humid. So one day, me and my boyfriend, we discovered mold on a drywall. So he just cleaned it with bleach. It looked clean. We thought everything was fine. And back then, I just had no awareness of mold toxicity, mold illness. I never heard of that before. And the thing in particular, that cleaning it with bleach from a porous wall is basically the worst thing that we could do. So because mold has these thread-like structures, they're called hyphae, and they are growing behind the wall when you cannot see it. And using the bleach just exacerbates the mold growth. It replicates much faster and also makes the mold much, much more aggressive. So the danger is now, right, it looks clean, you cannot see the mold, but the mycotoxins are in the air and they can affect your health badly, very, very fast. So we know that mold goes first after the liver and mitochondria. So the mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell. They're responsible for energy production. And the liver is the body's master detox organ. So if both are impaired, that's not a good combination. Toxins are not able to leave the body anymore as they should. And after this event, it's just been a few weeks into that, it's been just a downward spiral for me. I had no more energy. I slept 10 hours and I felt in the morning like being hit by a truck. I was not refreshed anymore. Like you already touched on, I gained 20 kilos in 6 weeks. That's 44 pounds. And I looked so inflamed. So my whole body was swelled up. My face looked swelled up. I looked like a completely different person. I couldn't take my rings on and off anymore. And that was very unusual for me because I've always been a fairly healthy person. I like to exercise, to eat well, to nourish my body. So that was very, very weird for me that my body would just react in a way that I couldn't handle or direct it anymore. And then a lot of mystery symptoms, so to speak, jumped on board. I never dealt with them before in my life, so that's why I call them mystery symptoms. They came out of the blue, like depression, mood swings, anxiety. And we can explain that because the mold can cross the blood-brain barrier, right, and mess up the brain. Random aches and pains, and then also my need for sleep transformed into severe insomnia. I could hardly make it through the day anymore. I was like super fatigued, tired, and like normal random tasks would feel like a huge burden for me. And that was basically the time when the parasites took over. And we all have parasites, right? It's just a question whether or not the immune system is able to keep them at bay. So once that happened, a lot of gut issues come on board, like bloating, chronic constipation, food reactions. I didn't really dare to go to a restaurant anymore because I just had random cramping. I looked like 9 months pregnant if I ate the wrong food. And probably many, many more issues that I've by now already forgotten. So, but what really took the biggest toll on me, and that's also what I work with my clients on, is really the weight loss assistance. It was a lot of shame on how my body looked like because I was always the fit one, the healthy one. And within 6 weeks, you can imagine none of my clothes fit anymore. And it took a huge toll just on my self-esteem. I was hiding behind my clothes, hiding before in front of my friends, my family, my partner, because I just didn't feel right anymore. A lot of guilt came with that because I was missing out on life. And as we females are, right, we always go into the thinking, that must be my fault. So I just need to try harder. I tried harder to exercise, to eat less. I just needed to be more rigid. So that was my thinking. I started to get into really unhealthy patterns. I weighed all my food. So I was on 800 calories per day, still continued to gain weight, put on intermittent fasting, didn't work, went to one meal a day. Did not work. And I know you're a good friend of Dave Asprey, and I came across his rapid fat loss diet. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's basically when you drink 3 or 4 bulletproof coffee per day. So that might be around 400 to 500 calories. And I still gained weight. So I was devastated, to say the least. And then I thought, okay, doctors might be able to help me. But it was unfortunately just a very frustrating experience. I went to 10 plus doctors, first the conventional ones and then the functional ones. And they just, although I really represented everything, like I've told it now, so I explained, I'm eating less, I'm putting on weight. They just brushed me off. Your blood work looks normal. I heard sentences like, stop eating candy, stop drinking alcohol. So really, I was not in very good hands. No one was really willing to go down to find out what's wrong with me. And then I found functional medicine and I had a functional medicine practitioner. But unfortunately, I think he had good intentions, but he also missed my root cause because my stool test came back negative for parasites. And we can later go a little bit deeper into that, why you shouldn't just trust a diagnosis on paper. And he also dismissed all my symptoms. Like I checked 90% of symptoms for parasites and for mold, and he just didn't see that and put me on 50 supplements. None of which worked because it didn't address my root cause. And no one, I think, should be at 50 supplements at a time because how should the liver metabolize all that? So the months passed and I didn't get better. So I had really a breaking point when I was sitting in a restaurant with my boyfriend. It was a nice occasion we celebrated. And he asked me things and I was just too tired to speak out the words in my head. And that was really for me the point when I thought, okay, Shalene, something has to change. This is really not the life that you're intended to live. And I basically had to become my own best advocate. I researched everything I could day and night on chronic illness, functional medicine. And the turning point for me was really when I learned about functional blood work. And you already touched on that. And reading the patterns can really reveal a lot what's going on in your body, and what you already touched on, the ranges are much more narrow in comparison to conventional blood work, which is basically based on the average American, which is for me a little bit scary because the average American is not a picture of health. So these ranges, in my opinion, should not define what health is and ought also not be used to determine health. So the functional blood work revealed super much for me. My C-reactive protein was super high. That means high levels of inflammation. All the infection markers were elevated, pointing towards chronic infections. Ferritin and iron were low, so that pointed towards parasites again, because they eat your iron storage. Liver markers out of range, so the liver was really struggling. I had a lot of acid in my body that points towards mold, oxidative stress, which made me suspicious of heavy metals. So based on the blood work, I was just able to get an overall picture, dial in a little bit more testing, and basically got my diagnosis of parasites, mold, leaky gut, heavy metal toxicity. I had a Lyme co-infection called Babesia. My mitochondria were damaged. And as bad as it sounds, like getting all this this toxin burden dumped on me, for me, it was really a relief, because with the diagnosis, I was able to address my root causes, and I got out of the thinking of something is my fault, I'm doing something wrong, or something is wrong with me, so my body is betraying me. I finally knew my body was saving me when I learned about everything, like what happened to me. And literally just a few weeks into the right protocol, the weight dropped, the energy returned, and the body was just going back to homeostasis and functioning how it should function.
Yeah, imagine that. You just give your body what it wants, and it designs in the beautiful way that it was designed to behave. And so you've touched on some pretty crazy things. By the way, I'm so sorry you dealt with that. That just sounds horrible. And to just get gaslit literally everywhere you went. I actually have a number of clients tell me this. So disclaimer here, what we talk about here is not medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. Bonus points if you work with a licensed physician who also has an understanding in functional medicine as well. That is kind of like the new generation of healers. And we're seeing actually this in sort of like holistic rejuvenation physician and nurses, aesthetic physicians and nurses that meet with me. I do a ton of rejuvenation training. So just email me if you want me to train you on the best of the best of, you know, holistic aspects that you can employ in your practice to help your clients and not expose them to triggers like, you know, toxins when you're about to do like a facial treatment or a laser treatment. Because surprisingly, when you go show up to a clinic and get lasers done or facials or whatever, if your provider isn't in the know of the toxic ingredients you must avoid, then you might not realize that you could be getting exposed to things as well. So a couple of things I want to break down here. Mold toxicity impacts the skin tremendously. It actually delays someone's ability to respond to skincare ingredients, dermal rolling, lasers, and all of that. And also, if you're feeling like you're super inflamed and something is off, I want you to cancel and rebook any type of rejuvenation treatment you might have. And in fact, in my last three academic papers, I've actually written things to the effect of, you must do a good faith health exam every time you perform a rejuvenation treatment on a client. This is really important, and to understand the toxic load and toxic burden concept, and to not provide certain rejuvenation treatments for people if they have underlying autoimmune conditions. So you've been told. Mold on the skin, definitely. I have a client who's like really, really, she's probably listening to this, really struggles with mold toxicity. And it just makes the skin look like a little bit kind of like rough and dull and things like that. But the other thing you mentioned was psychologically, mold is a toxin. So things like really vivid dreams can be a sign of maybe mold toxicity, psychological disturbances via the mechanism of like dysregulation with neurotransmitters. The liver is also really important for not only detoxing, but hormone metabolism. Yeah. So I have this awesome liver detox protein that also helps with hormone balancing that I find really helps alleviate my PMS symptoms and stuff like that. So always consider your toxic load and your toxic load bucket. When you know something's off, I don't want you to ignore it. A lot of people just actually really don't know how good they can feel. And we always want to make sure that we're keeping this toxic bucket as empty as possible, because when it gets really full, it tips over, and that's when you have dis-ease of the body. Tips for being able to identify if you're toxic is actually if you look inflamed. And if you are inflamed, you will have puffiness to your eyes, irritation and redness to your lash line, redness to the corners of the nose, to the cheeks. You might even experience an uptick of hypopigmentation to the skin, acne. If you get a breakout, you might get that post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation that sticks around for a couple of days. The better running, when your body is running better, you're going to have that redness post-breakout, or say like if you burn yourself with a curling iron or whatever, when that redness goes away really quickly, that's a good indicator that you're actually not as inflamed as maybe you once were. Restaurant foods, definitely want to hit on this. Rancid oils like canola oil, soy oil, it's literally in everything. And actually, Dave Asprey took me out for dinner once and we went to the restaurant, and it was really interesting seeing how he was ordering his food. He literally asked for his food to be steamed with no oil, and literally a piece of steak fried in some butter on a plate with salt on the side. It was actually pretty amazing. Yeah. And he's a wealth of information. The live blood cell analysis is something that a lot of functional practitioners do. And when you actually look at your blood under the microscope, you can actually see parasites that maybe wouldn't have come up in the stool. You will also be able to see if you're showing signs of electromagnetic frequency radiation, because your red blood cells will have this like jagged look to them. Actually, my girlfriend had this done, and sure enough, EMF toxicity. So definitely told her to get her no choice hoodie. And also you can see little bacteria floating around in your live blood analysis. So what that's going to do, parasites and bacteria, literally they're going to eat away at your life force. So you're going to be feeling not so great. Supplement stacking. Yes, what you said, you know, taking 50 supplements at once is bonkers. In my skin camp programs, I actually give my best tips for actually separating your biohacking supplements into stacks, so that depending on how you're feeling that day or the time of the month you're in, or like if you're feeling a little run down or feel a little brain foggy, you can actually pull on some of your different supplement stacks. And oxidative stress is the root cause of aging. So the fact, Shailene, that you were able to identify what was making you sick and isolating the root cause of the oxidative stress in your body, which was like stress and mold and parasites, sounds like a couple other things as well, maybe using toxic skincare products too, toxic beauty products. When you reduce all of those aspects of your toxic bucket, you're thus going to reduce your oxidative stress load, and you're actually going to slow aging. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. So heavy metals are also very common to cause oxidative stress. So that's one of the most main root causes. I just wanted to piggyback on something that you said about like it's just a normal process of aging. So that's something what I hear so often when we keep our toxin body low. So I'm typically not the person where my clients go the first time. So they've also seen several doctors, and they are still hearing from the doctors, if you have symptoms, that's just a normal part of aging. And you said that people just don't know how good they can feel. And that's absolutely true. When you reduce the toxic burden and you just live a life in homeostasis, which is not only reducing the toxic burden, but it's also so important to keep the emotion and the stress at balance, then your body shouldn't have symptoms. You shouldn't feel tired. You shouldn't feel fatigued. This is not a normal part of aging, not at all.
Yeah. And it's like, I see so many lovely women in their 50s, 60s, and like I'm meeting with them and they have the energy of like a 25, 30 year old, right? Yeah. And then they're like, I want to look as good as I feel. So I really love seeing that. And I love seeing these women that are, you know, basically practicing what I wrote in my Unlocking Your Vitality ebook that you can get at rachelvarga.ca. Body, mind, spirit practices, energy practices across the board are what are going to be kind of the magic sauce. It's not going to be one magic ingredient. It's going to be the magic sauce of it all that's going to slow aging.
Yeah. And also with the skin, what you said, that the skin just kind of looks dull, etc. So that's also something I had. So I really looked within the chronic illness. So I didn't figure it out right away. So I was definitely dealing with it like a year, trying to go to doctors and just trying to find what's happening. So my skin looked also like very, very, like I aged 5 to 10 years within that time period. I didn't know you back then. So just by reversing the chronic illness, that automatically made my skin appear younger. And now luckily I have you in my corner to do some extra tips and really enhance my skin and just get the best glow I can have. Yeah.
And save you thousands of dollars by avoiding different rejuvenation options that are literally going to waste your time and money. And by the way, I see this all the time. Clients, they invest in the one-on-one session with me and then I give them their plan and all of that. And then we have a follow-up a number of months later. If you want to book a 30-minute follow-up, email me info@rachelvarga.ca. I'll get you that direct private link just for my one-on-one clients. And then they say, oh, I'm just about to, you know, go get this treatment and that treatment. I'm like, no, remember the plan. You're paying me to keep you on the straight and narrow so that you don't get sidetracked and lured into rejuvenation options that are literally going to underwhelm you and not be worth the time and the money. So if you need a little tough love from me, shoot me an email anytime you need me to talk you off the cliff from doing something or book a 30-minute follow-up. So what is the root cause for weight loss resistance? Like I said, I've never really heard anybody talk about it this way. So I'm super curious about this.
So the root cause, the main root cause would be toxicity. And we couldn't break it down a little bit more. So it basically means that there are more toxins in the body that the body can eliminate. And the body stores it into fat cells as a protective mechanism. It's super important to know because we always want to blame the body, what's happening with me. But it's much less detrimental to put in some extra pounds instead of having damage to the liver, damage to the kidneys, etc., all the organs and tissues. So then excess toxicity leads to inflammation, which is the root cause for weight loss resistance. And the most common triggers that I really see in my practice are pathogens and toxicities such as mold, Lyme, the co-infections such as Babesia, Bartonella, parasites, virus infections like Epstein-Barr, etc. And all these or each one of these cause mitochondria damage and inflammation in the body, and mitochondria oxidize body fat. So what does that mean? They can get rid of body fat. So when we have a toxic burden, then the mitochondria are not working, not oxidizing fat. That's just a recipe for weight loss resistance. Then every toxicity and pathogen just chronically lowers the immune system. And when we have one toxin in the body or one pathogen in the body, it's just like a magnet to attract more of the junk because of the lowered immunity. This creates a dirty body terrain, and we all have parasites, viruses, bacteria, right? But the thing is, when we have a dirty body terrain full of toxins, those viruses, bacteria, or parasites pleomorph due to the environment, meaning due to the toxicity in the body. That means they transition into a harmful version, and now the body is in a constant fight or flight mode, perceives as being in an emergency situation, so that also affects the mental states due to the infection and toxins, and make automatically also hold on to every calorie. And every one of the root causes have different mechanisms, so to speak, to cause weight loss resistance. So we can touch on a few of them. So for example, parasites, their number one task is to survive. And they do this by hiding in the body, by stealing your nutrients. So everything you eat, a certain amount goes to parasites. And that's why people with a parasitic infection, they often never feel satiated even after large meal. But although they are stealing your nutrients, they don't necessarily steal your calories. And then another factor is that they act as a holding tank for bad bacteria, mold, spores, lime, heavy metal. So they are able to accumulate in the body in much higher levels than the body would normally tolerate. And now you have again this high toxic burden. Then parasites are active during the night. So what are we doing during the night? We want to sleep. So that impairs our sleep time, the sleep quality, detox mechanisms of the body. All that factors are directly associated with weight gain and weight loss resistance. Any chronic gut infection leads to a leaky gut that causes, again, inflammation and weight gain. So you see how that really goes. And the big misconception that I still hear yet today, that people often assume they don't have parasites, but we get them by contaminated food, city water, public restrooms, walking barefoot. It's not that we need to travel in the third world country, so to speak. And like I already touched on, parasites are not a problem if the body is healthy and resilient to keep any invader at bay. Just as soon as we are not able to keep them at bay, they're able to overgrow. And that's basically when the symptoms develop. And then, for example, mold also has its very own and unique mechanism to cause weight loss resistance. There is a very common misbelief that it's just enough to move out of the mold, but that's not accurate at all. So 2 years after I was out of the moldy environment, so to speak, I could still measure mold in my urine that was stored into the tissues. So the mycotoxins from mold, they are highly lipophilic. That means they love to accumulate in the fat, especially in the body's cellulite stores and also in the brain. And then when we have such a cytokine storm from mold, that leads in many individuals, especially in the ones which have a gene that's called the HLRDR gene. 25% of the population have that, where the body is just not good at dumping toxins. And that leads to damaged leptin receptors in the brain. So leptin is the so-called obesity or satiety hormone. We produce it in our fat cells, and it's kind of supposed to inhibit hunger and to regulate energy balance. So when these leptin receptors are damaged, then the fat cells attempt to compensate by producing more leptin, which in turn leads to weight gain that is unresponsive to diet or exercise. And with mold, there is one type of mold that's very interesting, especially in my area of work. It's called gliotoxin, and it's causing extreme weight gain on even very low calorie diets. And you really have to get the toxin out of the body so that the body becomes more calculable and responsive to diet and exercise strategies. So yes, it is correct. The first and most important step is to really get out of the mold. But for the majority of people, it is not enough. We need to have binders that pull the mold out, and not the traditional ones like charcoals or clays, because they only work in the gut. But mold works systemically in the body. It's able to cross the blood-brain barrier, go into different tissues and organs and fat cells. So we need a binder that is really able to reduce systemically the toxin burden from the mold. And Lyme has also very interesting mechanisms, how it causes weight loss resistance. So when a person gets a Lyme infection, it affects a person's metabolism as a result of the immune system flaring up. And then the whole body is just focused on fighting the infection, which results in a temporary lowered metabolism as long as the infection is present. So what's a lower metabolism causing weight gain? And Lyme also comes never alone. So we have research studies that show that 50% of those with chronic Lyme have one co-infection, 30% of the infected people have at least two co-infections. And then it comes again to the point, more infections, a higher toxic body burden that leads in turn to chronic inflammation and weight gain. Then Lyme also loves to hide out in the lymph, causing the lymph to get very sluggish and clogged up. So the cells get kind of poisoned from their own waste. And again, accumulation of toxins, and they are getting stored in fat as a protective mechanism. Lyme also causes damage to the thyroid, the adrenals, and the gut. And if they don't work properly, it's all an underlying recipe for weight gain and weight loss resistance.
How on earth do we survive? Because we get access to mold, mycotoxins, access to toxins like parasites in food, toxins in our self-care products, EMFs are everywhere. Goodness gracious. If you're like, oh my gosh, all these things that I wasn't aware of before, now I have to be aware of them. Take a breath, because this is actually incredible what we're talking about here. And Shalyn, I'm absolutely impressed with your level of knowledge, and I'm very, very proud of you. Your clients are very lucky to work with you. You said something really cool, that weight loss resistance is from a dirty body terrain, and the same thing goes for slowing aging. So being resistant to slowing aging, we want to, basically, when we support our various different body systems, it's inevitable that your skin is going to show the benefit of being in a less oxidative, stressed out state. And you talked about cellular stress. Now, this is really important. We tend to think about okay, inflammation, all this stuff, but we have to think about cellular stress as, again, a root cause of slow aging. And of course, those extra pounds are going to shed off when your cells are working like big egg beaters, and they can basically like fly off and defend your body from all different types of toxins from each direction. So don't forget about the cellular stress. A really good test for this, in my opinion, that I actually was able to measure my biological age by looking at my cellular health and cellular stress is actually the Health Intelligence Test Kit from Viome. And there's actually a promotion that I have up on my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. Look for Viome. There's a promo code and an affiliate link there. When you use that affiliate link, it does help to support me continuing to make free content on the channel here. So thank you in advance. And yes, fat does store toxins. So we're getting into spring, summer's coming up here. And if any of you are considering like in clinic body contouring, body sculpting, rejuvenation, you definitely need to make sure that you understand that fat stores toxins. So before signing up for any type of body contouring, rejuvenation options, which you can book a one-on-one with me, or take my skin camp, my spring skin camp, because I'm going to talk about body contouring in it and how to do it and like which ones are better and all that stuff. But always make sure that you are as toxic free as possible. So doing a detox before body contouring and also reducing oxidative stress. Because when you're doing body contouring, some of the rejuvenation options out there actually create apoptosis or a cell signal death of the fat cell. And then your fat cells break apart and then your body basically is gobbling up with macrophages all the cellular debris, and with that the toxins that are stored in your fat cells. So it's really important to make sure that you're detoxing and reducing your oxidative stress before doing any body contouring. So other ways to detox your body is also going to include things like sauna use. Now, I love sauna use. So if, say, for example, I'm feeling a little bit off, I'm feeling a little bit sluggish, just not feeling quite my most vibrant, radiant self for whatever reason, I will actually do a sauna. And I find that that really helps. And then I'll look at the towel after the sauna and see if there's any like black speckles on the towel to see if, yeah, I maybe did need to purge some stuff. So we're talking about saunaing, we're talking about binders. You guys can get sunlight and sauna on the favorites page as well. You can actually get free shipping with the link that's there too. What are some of the other options for detoxing, like body gua sha? I love gua sha for the body to facilitate lymphatic drainage. What are some other options that you know for detoxing?
So different on the different type of toxin you have. So if you have a pathogen, like a parasite, you just need killing herbs. So when we have mold, heavy metals, like sweating is great to get the toxins out. So that's what I also see with my clients. So they see the black specks on the towel. For example, if your lymph is stagnant, a detox tool that I really love for the lymph is just rebounding. 10 minutes rebounding in the morning, it gets all the lymph flowing. Then we can also not underestimate for the mitochondria sunshine. You know, we always are so much in a house, in an apartment, we hardly get any natural sunlight. Going out in nature, connecting with nature, that's super important. It's free. And yeah, water as well, clean water. That helps also to flush out the toxins and support detoxification.
That's awesome. And bonus points, if it's structured water, I'm going to be doing an episode by popular demand on the different types of water and all of that, how we can optimize our water. So basically, we can absolutely overcome weight loss resistance by all of the things that you mentioned. So how can a person overcome weight loss resistance in your professional opinion? Is there anything else that we've missed?
I just wanted to touch on one thing that you said, like how on earth do we survive? So the reason why we are sharing is for sure not to cause any stress or fear in a person, but it's just to raise awareness, how to make better choices. And just, yeah, there have been hundreds of thousands of toxins released since World War II, but we have just to be aware. We cannot live in a bubble and just use strategies to upgrade our daily life and just to reduce the toxic body burden. So that's just something I wanted to touch on as well. And yes, for how to overcome weight loss resistance. So the first thing that always needs to be in place, and I see that with so many people coming from different practitioners or doctors, they're still chasing a symptom. They're treating one test result, but the first step that really needs to be in place is a proper assessment. So the person is not just a symptom. The person is the health history, the in-depth look at the symptoms they're experiencing at the moment, and then we can decide on some testing to determine the root cause if necessary. But I'm also not a fan of X amount of huge amount of testing, because if a person checks 90% of symptoms, I don't need to prove it on paper. We can save the money. Tests are not always accurate. For example, the stool test that we touched on before, parasites and mold are able to form something that's called biofilm. That's a sticky film under which they hide and live, so that the immune cell is not able to detect them. So these creatures are very, very smart and intelligent. Or for example, mold and heavy metals can be stored in the tissues. And if the test is not performed properly, it might not even show up in a urine test. So don't just try to catch a diagnosis on paper and try to treat the paper. So always treating the individual with the health history and proper assessment, that would be my first step to do. Then we can, based on the report of findings, as I call it, add in some root cause protocols, but also be big on education and lifestyle changes, because the root causes, yeah, they need to be eliminated, that's for sure. But if we don't make any changes in lifestyle, we don't create a resilient body, and the immune system is not going to be resilient, and we are just much more easy and susceptible to pick any more pathogen up again. If we are exposed to mold again, the body normally can fight it if it's resilient. So that's very, very important. And then the root causes that we have discussed also need always to be treated in the right order of operations. So for example, like we already touched on, parasites are able to hold mold and lime in themselves. So they need to be addressed first. The very first step is always to support drainage, right? Our organs and everything that we kill in the next step can leave the body. Otherwise, we can experience severe Herxheimer reactions. Then if a parasitic infection is in place, it always needs to be addressed first, because if it would go after the mold first and then kill parasites, the mold is released in the body again. Now we are exposed to mold again, and it can easily lead to reinfection. So these are just some steps that need to be in place. And then, like I said, education is always key, because I always tell my clients, if we stop working together, I want you to be your own best advocate. So when you stop working with me, you don't need to call me anymore. If you're exposed to mold, if you're exposed to a parasite, you know the signs and symptoms, and you know exactly what to do.
Oh, that's great. Yes. I am a big fan of empowerment and sharing helpful information, because goodness knows there's a lot of really bad free information out there these days. Like, especially in the space of skincare and skin gimmicks and dermal rolling, like, just turn off the noise and just keep hanging out with us here on the Rachel Barker podcast.
We talk about sharing information. So one very great information tip that I got from you is about the EMF clothing. So I was very aware it's important, but especially for my mold health participants. So I don't know if you've heard of the study. There was a study where they had two mold cultures, and one was put under a Faraday cage. So a Faraday cage is basically that blocks out all EMF radiation. Nothing can go in and go out. Exactly, yes. And
I literally have my phone in a Faraday cage. This is the No Choice blackout pouch. This is not sponsored by No Choice. And get this. I'm literally grounded in my EMF jogger pants. So I'm like plugged into a grounding port. You have to check that your grounding ports are actually properly grounded. But I literally am plugged in, so that when I'm on my laptop all day, because I'm not able to get outside as much as I would like, I'm literally grounding while I'm working. And this is so important. So if you want to learn more about No Choice clothing, go to rachelbarker.ca/favorites. And there's an affiliate link there. And so sorry, but the oversized blankets are out of stock right now, and a few other things. So some of you lovely listeners will probably buy your own, but I'm obsessed with sleeping in No Choice, and my sleep is better. How about you?
Yes, it improved so, so much more. And that's really, like I said, empowerment and sharing information is so important. So that was because you were measuring everything to really get the best protection for EMF. And like I touched on with mold, it's super important because they had a study done where they had two mold cultures, the same mold cultures. One was under Faraday cage. Next to both mold cultures, they laid a cell phone. The cell phone was just on, but it was not like on, no one was calling, etc. And within 48 hours, the mold culture that was not under the Faraday cage replicated 600 times and became from a harmless to a harmful mold culture. And the same happens when the mold is in our body. So EMF protection is really key. And I love the no choice clothing. So once you gave me the tip, I purchased it right away and I shared it with every one of my health participants as well, because knowledge is key.
Oh my gosh. So literally we can be almost detoxing mold while we are protected from EMFs. Okay, so this just like begs to question why all this stuff is getting rolled out across the globe. It's like, what is going on here? Why are the powers that be trying to make us as sick as possible? Like, I don't even care what I say on these platforms anymore, because y'all deserve to know how to mitigate these things, because we are literally living in crazy times. Literally, it's better than Netflix. And biohacking, I'll be completely honest with you, has really helped me become the most resilient human that I possibly can. Like being in two car crashes, and then the last 2 years have just been like weird. And I really don't think that I could have made it through if I wasn't as strong and resilient as I have been able to become through different body, mind, spirit, energy practices that I learned from my more mature, vibrant, radiant clients in their 60s and up, and also with biohacking. So we're in a very unique position, if you're listening here to the show, to be learning about all this stuff. Like, literally think about all the people, the billions of people that are walking on this planet, don't have a clue about ways to help themselves out to be their brightest, most radiant, happiest, healthiest, calmest, more resilient versions. So I'm just so lucky to be connected with you, Shaolin, and you know, you've been able to support me and my work. So thank you as a beautiful, lovely client. I do not take your trust and support lightly. And it's just so great to have you on the show to talk about this stuff. And yeah, it's bonkers how EMF protection just insanely helps to improve our sleep. But I had no idea about that mold study. Like, I'm literally going to search for that mold study right after this and like, yeah, share it everywhere.
I provide it to you. Yes. And it's like 48 hours. That's not like a time frame of 6 weeks, right? It's 48 hours. That's just literally 2 days.
That's insane, because literally in conversation with David Melbourne, he is the founder of Hypo Air, which is one of the air purification companies that I trust. Literally most homes have mold. So that's such a crazy layer to add to that, that potentially EMF mitigation technologies and devices are helpful for that. But again, you have been warned. There's a lot of EMF technology gimmicks out there. I'm really a firm believer that you actually have to wear clothing and shroud yourself to really get the best protection and do what you can to clean up the dirty electricity in your home, which, stay tuned, I am investigating. What are some of the other biohacks that you're loving at the moment?
So I really am big about my sleep. So I'm wearing the Oura Ring, of course, made some hacks around my sleep, how I think that's different for everyone, how I can increase my REM sleep, my deep sleep. The EMF clothing is big. And since I'm working a lot in front of the computer, I love my blue blocking glasses, the ones, the shaded one at night, and the one that just block out the light in the daytime, so to speak, from the computer. So that would be my biohacks, and always connecting to nature, trying to get sunshine every day, go out, breathe in fresh air, not city air, but go into the woods or into the ocean whenever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. Sometimes I'll do consults with my clients, and I had a lovely session with a gentleman the other day, Tad. It was great to meet you. And we literally spent like 20 minutes completely nerding out on biohacking. And it was amazing, because if you don't have friends or family family around you that just understand how transformative biohacking is for optimizing every aspect of yourself and helping you get better skin and slow aging. It's like they'll look at you like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And to not go too deep down these rabbit holes, but to allow people like Shaolin and I to kind of do some of this investigative legwork and then come back to you, because you, like myself, probably have a personality where we can go down these rabbit holes and then come right back to center and then share what we've learned, because not everybody is good at that. Some people just go like way too deep down the rabbit holes. Then they have a hard time coming back to reality. So yeah. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yes, definitely.
So how can people work with you?
So the first step for me is always to book an initial consultation with me, because I think always, because chronic illness cannot be resolved overnight, right? I have a 6-month program in place. So the initial consultation is always the first step, just to see for me if I can see that I can help them. But also we just need to be a good fit if we are spending the next 6 months together, so to speak. And then I have created a program, like I already touched on. It's called the Breakthrough Weight Loss Formula. It focuses on mind, body, spirit healing to really help the women to cannot lose weight by following a healthy diet and lifestyle. It's a 6-month program that addresses everything around weight loss assistance, such as diet, lifestyle, exposure to the hidden toxins, vagus nerve dysfunction, emotional stress, trauma, while going through the process of detoxification and creating a healthy body. So for everyone, it's going to be individual after the initial consultation, which type of testing must be in place. So this is definitely always the first step.
I hate to ask you this, but how old are you, Shaolin?
I'm 32.
So this is crazy, because I've met with practitioners in their late 60s that for them to learn all this stuff, the breadth and insight and detail of knowledge that you have, like, you're kind of brilliant. And I'm just really excited for you in your career to be able to learn even more and continue to help people who listen to your social media platforms and all of that and work with you, that just ongoing, you're just going to get better and better. This is so cool that we're seeing this like younger generation of health practitioners and regulated healthcare practitioners that are adding in the functional components, which is just, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing for you to see too?
Yes, definitely. And I think it's just super important to always keep up with the research, right? Because there are constantly development in the area of functional medicine, but also in your area, in the skincare area, in the biohacking area, there are new things. And when we just stay on top of it, we just always have the best tools at hand that make detoxification so much more easier.
Yeah, it's really cool actually writing research papers and all the things you dig up when you're looking for references and resources and reaching out to people that are experts in certain fields and pulling research from things that they've done and then putting it all together in a paper to come up with really interesting conclusions and ways to mitigate certain aspects in our lives that are actually aging us. So if you're kind of a bit of an expert in your field, say you've been working in a field for say 10 years or so, that's a really good time frame for you to say, okay, I think I got enough insights under my belt to write a paper. And I actually, because I sit on the board of the Plastic Surgical Nursing Journal, and I'm a peer reviewer, I actually have to recruit people to write papers. So if you're an aesthetic physician, aesthetic nurse, who's also part of ISPAN, please reach out to me and I will kind of hold your hand to, you know, even help you write your first paper. Cause it's actually really easy for me to write papers now. When you do it a couple of times, you kind of get your own formula and it's a great way to kind of nerd out, but also be constructive in the process, which is pretty cool. So thank you everyone for joining Shaolin and I. This was a really fun episode. I learned so much, and actually what I learned from you just really actually helped to validate some other things that I was kind of thinking about and pondering on. So thank you so much for talking about that dirty body terrain. That's hilarious. I'm totally going to use that. And I warmly invite each and every one of you to subscribe to the show here, share this episode with a friend or family member that you think could benefit from this message. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on future episodes where I share tips and tactics and strategies to help you optimize your radiance and beauty through various body, mind, spirit, energy, and of course, biohacking practices to help you become and continue to be your most amazing, high vibe, radiant version. I would love to meet with you. Go ahead and book your one-on-one session with me, like Shaolin did, and use promo code PODCAST15. And you can find me at rachelvarga.ca. Get on my newsletter and you'll get my free download and a free gift, which is my sophisticated skin cheat sheet, and also my rejuvenation treatment planner that will help you kind of, it's like a day timer for your rejuvenation options to help you keep things organized and all of that. And Spring Skin Camp is starting very soon. So register now at springskincamp.com. And for you gentlemen out there, Men's Skin Camp is also coming down the pipeline. So you can actually register if you're a gentleman, join the fun and meet like-minded biohacking gents as well. It's a really cool community of guys that are into this stuff and guys that hang out with me. And registration is open for Men's Skin Camp at mensskincamp.com. Do you have any closing words, Shaolin?
Just thank you so much for having me. It was really super fun to talk to you. I always love to hear from you and your nuggets that you share. And there's so much that I can learn from you. So I'm happy that I could provide, I hope, a lot of knowledge and help to your audience as well. And just thanks a lot for having me. I'm super grateful that I could be part of your show.
Absolutely. I would love to have you come back on the show as well, because you did mention something that I'll ask you more about once we conclude this live recording here. And absolutely. Yeah, and we just had someone pop in and say, thank you both. Oh, you're welcome. Sacra Flamma, thank you for joining us live here. All right, everybody, have an amazing rest of your day. Bye.
Bye-bye.